Jesus sitting by the sea is such a meaningful image for me. Ever since I sat on the Sea of Galilee last summer in a boat on the edge, in the very area that they believe Jesus spoke to people. It's such a beautiful place, and you can visualize people gathering and the crowds growing as Jesus begins to tell stories. Stories that sometimes we can't make heads or tails of, and other times stories that we think we understand exactly what Jesus is trying to say to us. I heard some people say that parables are just stories that Jesus told that we can't understand. And I laugh at that because so many different people think they know exactly what Jesus meant by his parables. But really, it's up to each one of us individually to interpret them for ourselves. This parable that was read today, it seems to be pretty easy, doesn't it? Seeds in bad soil don't grow, and seeds in good soil do grow. Seems easy, but is it though? Are we the sower? Are we the seed? Are we the soil? Or are we a little bit of all of it? I know as soil, placing myself in the place of soil, I've been in all of these different places in my life. Most of them several times in and out. Many times I've found myself worn on a hard path, feeling like I've been walked on over and over, and things can't begin to penetrate because I've allowed myself to be hardened. I've been rocky soil. When I take things that are happening in my life, in my world, and I set them around here and there and everywhere, and they become like rocks on my soil. I don't necessarily work through the problems. I just pile them up, letting them come between me and God. What little soil there is around my rocks isn't worth the trouble of harvesting. And then I think I get busy in my world, so busy that I meet myself going and coming, and I'm soil that's filled with thorns, and my life is just so crowded that I don't have time for anything to grow. And my busyness just chokes out what tries to grow. When I'm in a place in my life, when I'm in the Word, when I'm connecting with my relationship with Christ, when I'm spending time in prayer, then I'm good soil, and the seed cast upon me blooms and grows. If I think of myself as a seed, I have to think about how seeds can be used. When the sower sows the seed on the path, that's too hard for the seed to penetrate. The birds come and they eat the seeds. And while the actual seed doesn't take root and begin to grow, we all know that the seed provides sustenance for the birds. The birds took the seeds and it gave them strength that they needed to fly on their journey. And if you've done any type of gardening, you know that those seeds often come back to the earth, to good soil, and in the process develop into plants. Not where the seed was first sown, but in new places. On rocky soil, those seeds that grow in those little areas of dirt always amaze me. What is the purpose of growth here and there? Well, like before, those areas provide food to many different creatures and again provide them with strength and life. As a sower, I think this parable is also a beautiful example for us of how God cast out the seeds, not just on soil that is good and perfect, but the seed is cast out and allowed to fall where it may. And it could be that the seed falls on perfect soil and immediately takes root and grows. But it could be that some seed falls and is picked up by a bird or blown by the wind. And at some point it may find fertile soil or it may never take root. It's easy for us as sowers to try and be rather selective in our casting of the seeds. Perhaps we find ourselves trying to decide if the soil is ready for the seeds. Oh, they're too hardened to hear the good news. Or perhaps they're too busy to hear the good news. It might be easy for us to just keep the good news to ourselves because others aren't where they need to be in their lives to hear it. But in the parable, the sower casts the seed far and wide, recognizing that only some of the seeds would bloom. And that's not easy for a gardener. Roy and I took out some hedges in front of our house a few months ago because we wanted to put in a flower bed. And so I spent a lot of time on the internet searching drought-tolerant plants and plants that were good with morning sun and plants that were deer-resistant because we have deer that walk up and down our street every night. And so I looked and searched to try to find plants that worked in drought, with deer, with only morning sun. And then we worked in the fertilizer and we put down weed barrier and we planted these plants that were just perfect for our flower beds. That's what we want, right? Just the right situation for everything to work the way it's supposed to. But that's not what the sower did. That's not what God does with us. God loves us, and God's love and God's grace is cast far and wide, not restricted to the only soil that is perfect. Isn't that a relief? If God had waited for us to be perfect, for us to be ready, for us to be fertilized and tilled, we would be without. But God casts far and wide. And we're called as sowers to do the same thing. We're to spread the good news as far and as wide as we can. And then we are to allow God to do the fertilizing. Allow God to blow the seeds to the right soil. Perhaps we're planting seeds today that won't grow for a very long time. Perhaps never in our presence, but they may bloom in the future, long past our time. May we work on our own soil, seeking to be well-tilled, fertilized, and watered soil. And may we be sowers of the word, casting seeds far and wide, allowing God to use the seeds, each in their own unique way. Amen and amen.